We start the sugi of roiv today, and with Hashem, complete the sugi on Wednesday, with Hashem. Daf samach tesem et aleph. The Gemara is gufa. Amar Rav Krus bedoy. Amar Rav Shabsi. Kol yomam shel ben seru moire ein elu shloisha chadoshim. Bilvad. Rav says vanan tenan. How could Rav Krus bedoy say that the entirety of the time in which a person can become a ben sora mora is only the 3 months after becoming a godo? But nan tenan mishiyovi shtei saros v'ad shiyokiv zekanata v'ad shiyokiv zokon. The Gemara says hikif zokon afal gav deloy molu shalosh chadoshim. Shalosh chadoshim molu shalosh chadoshim. Afalgav deloy hikif. Gemara says, how do we reconcile Rav Krus bedoy with the Mishnah? Because according to Rav Krus bedoy, the physiological presentation is entirely irrelevant. It's 3 months, it's 3 months. And according to the Mishnah, it's going to be different for every person. Every person will be hit, the span of the time when they can be a ben sora mora will be determined by their own maturity. So the Gemara says that Rav Krus bedoy is adding on another factor, another parameter, another variable. Rav Krus bedoy is saying hikif zokon afagav molu shloisha chadoshim. So that would also cap the period of time. Molu shloisha chadoshim afagav deloy hikif. So according to the Gemara, we have two variables, whichever one is met. That will cap the time of the period of Ben Sora Mora. Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov, Minor Pokod, Kami de Ravinim, Vyosef, Ekoomar, Mishmei de Ravhun, the Radio of Yeshua, Shma Minam, Midik Rabbi Krispidoi, Amrab Shabsi. We now should derive the following conclusion. Yeledes Lishiva, the Gemara understood that a pregnancy, a healthy pregnancy could either be 9 months, or there could be a healthy pregnancy for 7 months. Gemara says an 8 month pregnancy was not a healthy pregnancy. But there were two possible healthy pregnancies. Rabbi Tendler many, many years ago thought that explained that a child can be born premature and healthy, and a child could obviously be born at the end of the full term and healthy. And that Ben Ches was really a phrase, it was a metaphor for an unhealthy pregnancy. He didn't think that this matched our metzius, that an 8-month-old baby is more precarious than a 7-month-old baby. Because the metzius that we have is that every week that the baby stays inside gives greater chance for the health of the baby. We know that the lungs are completed somewhere in the 37th week. So if a baby is born before the 37th, it requires much greater tepul than after the 37th. I think I may be off by a week. But that's the... So therefore, the idea of the 8th month being a more precarious time for the baby doesn't match our experiences. So we're telling the thought that it was a metaphor. That there are healthy babies that are born early, and obviously healthy babies that are born what we would call in time, full term. A ben ches means an unhealthy, compromised pregnancy. In any event, but the facts are that a baby can be born after 7 months or after 9 months, and even Bizman HaGemara, a 7-month baby could be healthy and could, after time, become a leave the state of being a nafel and be a viable child. So Gemara says that According to Rav Krus Vidoy, Rav Shapsi in Redes Leshiva, Ein Uber, Mishmamida Mide Rabbi Crispidoyim Rab Shabsi. Yeledes Lishiva, Ein Uber Nikar Lishlish Yomeho. The Gemara has an approach that comes up in many situations that pregnancy becomes, we become aware of the pregnancy after 3 months. That's called Hukar Ubra. Right? Where do we have the halachas of Hukar Ubra? We have the halachas if a woman knows that when she's pregnant, she will lose her period and need not do any activities that will try to figure out when the next period is coming, and need not be purged from her husband once the period stopped on the date when they would expect it. However, a woman, how does a woman know that she's pregnant and not just having a late period? So this is, you know, centuries before there was any kind of pregnancy test. Right now we can determine it with a home test within 14 days after conception. With blood tests we can do it now probably 7 days after conception. Right? But the Gemara's time didn't have these things. So how do we know that a woman is having a late, that we need not be concerned that it's a late or delayed period, she's already pregnant? 3 months. Before 3 months, didn't know. For the first 3 months, she was you assume that she's not pregnant. After 3 months, hukku uber, that's when we would be noticing that whatever she's feeling, whether it's an illness or fatigue, but the fact that she's beginning to swell, so that would indicate that hukku uber. Then we have other halachas of hukku ubra. When a woman, rachmanos shel olam, when a couple gets divorced, so the couple, the wife cannot get remarried within 3 months of the divorce. Right? The person becomes a geyores, we don't want them to get married within 3 months of the geyores. Why? Because we want to be able to figure out where the baby, who the baby belongs to. So we use the hukar ubra shir, 3 months. That's the way it's usually understood. Ravoser points out that there's a Meiri in Mesechtas Nida looks a little bit differently. That the Meiri says that after 3 months the uber is viable. Hukar uber means it's like a new stage, a shir in the viability of the pregnancy. So that could have nafkaminis for has nafkaminis halacha. In other words, nowadays we know that a woman can be we know pregnancy long before 3 months. So there are in Hilchos Nida, Rav Moshe takes this approach that we can be makel based on our knowledge. In the areas of remarrying, that's a machlokes haposkim, whether Chazal were mesakein times and kevan shem botlos ibosalei botlos akanta. So that's a machlokes ladina. Rav Ozner points out that he thinks that the whole machlokes is not accurate, because Rav Ozner points out that everything I said now was inaccurate. That hukar ubra is not a shear to figure out whether she's pregnant or not. Hukar ubra is a stage in pregnancy. Chazal said, after a certain stage of pregnancy, now that we know this pregnancy is viable, now we're choshesh for the pregnancy. But even if we were aware of the pregnancy before the 3rd month, we may be aware of it, but it's not determined al pidin as a viable pregnancy. So Rav Ozner writes this in Rav Ozner Vatzal in one of his shuvas in Taras of Mishpacha. I saw it in a sefer, but I thought it was a gevaldig ha'ora on the pointing of this Meiri. But so how does it come to our sugya? So our sugya says that hukar uber is 3 months. So pashasim means 3 months is a percentage, is a shear in the pregnancy. Right? Pashtus means that 3 months of a 9-month pregnancy will deliver the same result as 2 months and a third of a 7-month pregnancy. Both, however you say it, if you say that hukar ubra is a shear in the advance of the pregnancy, so it stands to reason that if this preg that since Chazal understood that a 7 month pregnancy was a full fledged pregnancy. They didn't see the 7th month as a truncated 9 month pregnancy. They saw the 7 month pregnancy as two tracks. There's the regular track and the fast track, right? So the fast track pregnancy is 7 months. That's why Chazal viewed it. So once they viewed it that way, so then the shear of Hukor Ubram, the Gemara says, now raises the question, well, does that fast track the shear of Hukor Ubram? Say, according to the way it's usually understood, that this is an indication that a woman is pregnant. Say, according to the Ravosus Meiri, that this will determine the viability of the pregnancy. So the Gemara says, from Rav Kuspidoi, Shema Mina, Midi Rav Kuspidoi, Om Rav Shapsi, Ye Ledes Lishiva, Ein Uber Nikar Lishlish Yomel. The Isol Kedaitach Uber Nikar Lishlish Yomel, Lomali Sholosh, Betray Vitil Se Sagir. Ella, Omale, Le'olam eimalacha ubra niker l'shlish yomel zil bosar ruba. So the conversation between Ravina and Rabbi Yaakov ben Arpa code starts with a detail of a detail, but then becomes a yesod. Right? What's the detail of the detail? What's the... Do we say that a 7 month pregnancy, a fast track pregnancy, is a fast track hooker uber? All right, that was a... All right, how nafkamina would be? Nafkamina would be, well, what I said before. Nafkamina would be for a woman who is married couple. Do they begin? Can they begin to be makel, let's say, into Rabbanon, after 2 1/3 months. It's something to Rabbanon Lukula, son. A certain thing in Rabbanon, maybe she should makel already, because maybe it's going to be a fast track pregnancy. Or a baby is born to a woman who got remarried, or got married after Geirus. And now, we want to know, was this child conceived Bikdusha, not Bikdusha? We want to know, was this child conceived to her ex-husband or to her present husband? Well, if a fast-track pregnancy, right, if we can claim it was after 7 months, so now we have a suffix. But if hukar ubra, if there is no hukar ubra, if there's no fast track hukar ubra, right? There's only a 3 month hukar ubra. So then we have a suffix. But if there is a fast track hukar ubra, we would not have a suffix. We said, well, it wasn't hukar ubra after she got married after 2 months and a third. 2 months and a week. So if there's no fast track hukar ubra, we would say, yeah, we still have the same suffix. If there is a fast track hukar ubra, so then we would say, well, it wasn't hukar ubra. So mimbela, this must be a full-term pregnancy. Right? So the Gemara says, so that issue can now be determined by Rav Kuspidoi Omer Rav Shapsi. Why is that? Okay, so now let's just unravel the assumption that the Gemara is making in order for this conversation to make sense, right? Ravina does not come back to Yaakov ben Arpa Kodah and say, apples and oranges. He says, you thought everything you're saying is correct, but we go Moser Roy. All right, so now, in order for this conversation to make sense, in order for Rabbi Yaakov ben Arpa Kodah's comment to make sense, how is he understanding Rav Kuspidoi Omer Rav Shapsi? Rav Kuspidoi Omer Rav Shapsi said it's 3 months. No, so apparently, where did the 3 months come from?
The wife knows if he's rogue.
Right, right. In other words, the Gemara is saying that the line that we finished off with yesterday, when the Gemara said, Haroi likreis of. Ki also Ravdimi Omer Ami Marava Ben Veloy Haroi likreis of. So the Gemara is saying, when Rashi said before, don't worry, we're going to get to understanding where Rav Krispadoi is coming from. So the Gemara says, Rav Krispadoi is built on the idea of a roi likorei of. How did Rav Krispadoi come to his conclusion of 3 months? Because apparently Rav Krispadoi is saying, v'darshan v'chiyye li'ish ben, that the only time when ben sover or mor applies is if the father
is not too old to be called a father.
If the ben sarah moira, right, is not too old to be called an of, right? In other words, if he is, he has to be a ben, right? Ki yiliish ben. He has to be a ben. So he said, ben somach l'v'ras shalish. How long is ben somach l'v'ras ish? We haven't defined that yet. We said it's hascholas ishus, right? Somach l'v'ras. We said it's another stage after mufla. But we never explained, so where do we get the 3 months from? Where do we get the shiurim? So we fudged it. We said, well, if the Cyrus are there, hascholas godless, so more Cyrus is more godless, right? But then the Gemara said you can't fudge it because it's a very specific, it's Cyrus that covered the Aver and not Cyrus which covered the Beyim. So we're getting to very, very specific Shurim. So where did the Shurim come from? So now the Gemara is Megalitas. That's what Rav Krispadoi, Rav Shamsi was saying. He was saying, I want you to understand, where does the din, according to Rav Dimi Zavonana, where does the din of what puts the cap on the somoch leishes? What defines this first stage of godless? So the first stage of godless is when a person is roi lekroisai, is not roi lekroisai of. He's not roi lekroisai of. After 3 months, it's shayach for him to be called. So when do we say, sounds beautiful, when is he called a ben saramayra? When everybody's going to say, this is for sure a ben. He can't be an ob yet. Not huka ubra. Right? So the Gemara says, 1 second. Now Ravina says, but that means that there is no such thing. If you're defining the din deiraisa, you're saying ben in Lashon HaKrom means she'eino ra'uy lekroisei ov. Right? Right? You won't forget the questions you had, Max?
Yeah.
Hold on. No, it's all right, it's all right. It's not second grade. So if the Torah says ben is a term, right? It's a term that nobody could refer to him as an of, right? It's before any possibility of hook or ubra. So that means that's before 3 months, right? So now the Gemara is saying, so that means that fast-track pregnancy doesn't have a fast-track hukubra, right? That's the kasha, right? Now, let's go one step deeper. That this you may have picked up from the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara said, now when the Gemara says that the two shurim are similar shurim, what's the Gemara saying? Gemara says, how you have 3 months. What are you going to do with Yaakov Zakana Tachton and Ad Shiyimolu Saris? What does that have to do with the hook? What does that have to do now with Shikori Ben Lekoriyov? Now the Gemara is a powerful kasha. Now they're going to understand how the Gemara is understanding Rav Krispadoi and Rav Shapsi. Gemara is saying, so how does that, what's that got to do with the Mishnah? We have a very, very tight understanding of the shear of Ben Sarah Moira. Right? Ki'ya Ben, extra psukim, it's Ki'ya Li'ish, It's Ish Ben, not Le Ben Ish. So we're darshaning everything. Givaldig. So we darshan Ben. How are we darshaning Ben? He Einoi Koryov. Good. So now Einoi Koryov means it can't be Hukar Ubra. So Gemara says, so what's the Gemara playing around with? Zekana Tachtoin. And then the Gemara says, Adshi Saros. So the Gemara says, whatever comes first. Right? Well, it's whatever comes first. The Kasha is the Gemara, like a Kasha. Right? Why are you working with Saros? What do you mean, whatever comes first? But the Saros come in after 2 months. So now he's all of a sudden ready to carry out? What do you do? How do you understand the Gemara? Then, Michael?
Aren't they two different paths? Doesn't one represent the Cyrus, and one represents the closer thing to Katan and Holid? So if you're going to say that a Katan can't give birth 3 months after, they're both within that own path. Meaning if someone's becoming a Gadol Mashal through the fact that he is capable of having through the fact that he's having a kid, that's what the Uber is going to be. That's when the recognition of the child is going to represent through that path. As opposed to, if you're going through the Cyrus path, then what's going to turn you into a complete gadol is Ashi Yaakov Zakeh.
Okay, so hold on. It's a logical possibility. Gemara in Yevamos is the Braisa. Ein Asris Nidon Kibin Sara Moira. Achidosh. Asris, right? Asris is, Rachmana Litzlan, is a person who's not showing physiological maturity. All right? So this is a difficult parsha. A boy who's not showing the signs of maturing and physiologically, and same thing with a woman. So the Sris is, the Gemara says, Ein Sris Nidon Ki Ben Sara, Sris Knevi Ben Sara Mara. Lefi, She'ein Ben Sara Mara Nidon Elo B'chasimas Zekana Tachter. Right? What's the bright? What are the Tanoim saying? Lefi she'ein ben sermer nin elo b'chasim zekana tachter. First of all, it's saying, Michael, we gotta figure out how you learn this pshat in this brisa.
That's how it ends.
Who's that?
I mean, that's what I know, that you're not a ben sermer more.
No, it ends in 3 months.
What?
It ends in 3 months, according to what you're saying, which is entirely logical. Right? It's a good pshat in the sugya. Two tracks of how to be two track of being a ben sermer more. But this mission says there's only one track. Ein asris nidon ki ben sara mara lefi she'ein ben sara mara nidon ela b'chasim zekana tachtoim.
It's like a kula that we put upon him.
So l'charet, it sounds like from this sugya, and that's what the Rishonim now develop, is that it sounds like that the Gemara is saying is that these are two shiurim to get to the same idea. Right? Sounds, in other words, the Gemara is saying that Eben Sora Moiram has to be able to have a child. But if our Gemara uses the Shiurim of Gadlus that are based on, again, either Saros or based on Hukar Ubra, so that means that Hukar Ubra, that means that one of the requirements of a Ben Sora Moira is that it has to be physiologically capable of having a child. So that's what the Rambam points out, right? Look at the Rambam. When the Rambam paskens our Gemara in Mamre Mizayin Vav, I'll take questions in a minute, let's just finish this Nakuda. Call your mom shall ben Sarah Moira. Ain and Ella Shloisha Chadoshim. May Achar Shevishte Saris. Lefi, listen to the Lushan. She Efshar Shetis Aber Ishto. Veyia Ubra Niker. Vishloisha Chadoshim. Venemar. Ki yili ish ben sora umara below of sora umara. Hola madata. Shemhikif aseir is kol agid koinim shiyashim shachadoshim areze potter. Now you will find achrayim who learn pshat in the Rambam like what Michael said, but lechayra the pshat in the Rambam lechayra hola madata, right, means that the shurim are all one and the same, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is pointing out these are two different ways of defining the same event. And that is that this person could be considered, could be viewed, could be understood to be a father already. Then he's no longer a ben. But look what the Rambam added. Lefi she'efshar she'tis'aber ishtoi. What happens if a person could never be said about this person that he's going to be an av? Right? So the Rambam is instructing us that doesn't mean that he is automatically a ben saramara for carrot. It means he's not in the parsha ben saramara. Ki yeli ish ben saramara, the Rambam learns pshat and of kushvadoi's din, is that in addition to teaching me the din of where the shear comes from, of the shear of 3 months, in addition to that, the halacha is teaching me that a candidate for ben saramara has to be physiologically capable of producing a child and physiologically incapable of being able to prove that he produced a child. And there are two shiurim for that. Me'yachash ilafi she'efshesh b'saber ishtoi v'yiyibura nikar b'shleish ha'chadoshim v'nemrak yilish ben saramara v'loy ov saramara l'mah l'madita. Shemhikif haseir is kol agin koinim sheyashim shleish chadoshim areza poter. In other words, that's pshat in the Gemara, all right? And that in lechora, that is so far the only way to learn pshat in the Gemara, because unless you make these assumptions, then the Gemara could not be deducing any of this from Rav Kruspidoi. Now the Gemara goes, and that's our sugya so far. Based on our sugya, now the Gemara goes off on what seems to be a tangent, and says, "Oh, now we have a raya for another sugya in Shas, and that is a 7-month pregnancy. Is it hukar ubra after 2 months and a third, or also 3 months?" Right. So the Gemara says, "Can't bring a raya from our sugya to this shas wide sugya." Right? Because even though it sounds like you should be able to bring a raya, hold the question a minute. Right? Sounds like you should be able to bring a raya. Gemara says, can't bring a raya. Why? Because zil bosar rubam. Roif pregnancies are 9 months, therefore roif huku uber is 3 months. Therefore, Rav Kruspidoi's understanding, his explanation of the din, is based on roif pregnancies. All right. So far, so good. Correct? Good. Max. What happened? Not relevant anymore. Is that? Not relevant anymore? You want to discuss hukka umbra for the garish and the... no? Effie?
Does this saris produce shay saris to begin with?
Not necessarily.
If he doesn't, then never like enters into
good.
First
okay.
So,
forget the kind of Rambam that's that makes it means to be
for two sorrows in the beginning. Only they check for whether he's zaken if he's mali zaken.
Oh, that's you referring to.
At the end.
No, that's what you're referring to.
Then the time frame for Kristadai and then the time frame of the zaken tachdon. The first step is Shnei Sairos, right?
The first step is Shei Sairos, yeah.
Right, so if this person never produces Shei Sairos, then he never starts he's never shy to the time frame to begin with.
It's not so partial, because at some point is a Sris Chayv and Mitzvahs. So it's something that he does, the Ashurim, when he becomes Chayv and Mitzvahs.
Right.
So So there is a point where he does reach godless. He becomes a ben das.
Right.
So it means that the shtei saros are not only an indication of becoming a ben das, they're not purely becoming a ben das. It's becoming a person who can be moiled, and that gives a certain das. Mayor, you're going to say?
Didn't we bring the machlokas in like maybe two previous years ago about Simbar and Barin with machlokas between Tosos and Rambam, and we said that the Rambam says that we need to have two independent parts.
For godless.
For godless. So then, how do we say with this Rambam over here, it seems like that, it's kind of like in one category, that then we just say this Rambam over here that it's...
Is that a problem? No, that's... The discussion we had before is how a person becomes a gadol. Let's say for al mitzvahs.
Right.
For tefillin, for being moitzi the tzibah, to the rabbanah, I become a gadol. So the Rambam says that there are two variables to becoming a gadol, shonim and simonim. All right? Now over here, the Rambam would say as well that to become a gadol you have to have shonim v'simonim, all right? But now, what we've been discussing, becoming a gadol gomor, the lashon of the Yad Ramah, when does that happen? So that happens after 3 months. What are the 3 months all about? Hugo Uber. What's that all about? That's all about that's also the further shear of Mili Saras. All right. So at this point, we've brought together the sugya of the shear of Ben Sarah Moira. So we brought it together. Number one, in showing that it's a shear in godless. Strongest lashon is the lashon of the Yad Ramah, Ish Gomer, right? And then we explained that the shir in Godless is darshan from Sukkim, just like you have Mufla Samach Leish, Idnam Rasa. So you have a shir in Godless. Where does the shir, new shir, come from? It comes because Kiyah Leish Ben. That there is a shir in Godless called Ben. What does that mean? So our Gemara tells us it means that he's Einoi Koriyov. The Rambam finishes off means he's royally Koriyov, but Einoi Koriyov. So he's royally Hoylin, but he is not, no, but he cannot, but it won't be Hukar over yet. All right? That's what the Gemara we discussed yesterday began. Well, isn't he royally Hoylin already at age of 9? So our Gemara is moving on with the idea. And then we'll come back to this in Samach Tesam and Beis, that he can have a Maisa B after 9, but he can have some kind of Hazra, but not a Hazra of Sheikh Mazera. Right? So that's what till he's 12. Once he's 12, he can be Moilid, and before Kuber. Alright? So now we have pulled the Sugya neatly together. Good. Yaakov, wait.
You don't read the Gemara like Rav Osner that Nikar Ubra is a certain level of viability.
Mm-hmm.
And how does the Gemara necessarily make sense? Roy Lakroso Av. Your Roy Lakroso Av, once there's either something or once it's viable, there should be a level. Why is Nikar Ubra Roy Lakroso Av, but before that, not, and after that?
So the Pashas and Rashi is awareness, no? What is the Rashi's Lashon?
So if it's a
did an
awareness now.
Hold on. Let's look at the lashon of Rashi. Shema Mina. Right? Vanan tenan ad sheyakov. Avo v'shloishach adoshen lo mifter. Hikiv. Ashminin mastiz in the mifter, the second of the wide lines. Right? Is this the right Rashi? The mifter afilo memar lokef mekami de milui. Rabbi Crispin Doya Shminin Milo Yafogav Lo Yikif. The Nafkalon Midatana de Rebbe Shmol Ben Loyer Lyos of Shma Mina Miloi Korilei Roy Likroise of Ad Shlisha Hadoshim Shma Mina Philip Ishtoi Oisa Yer Ledis Lishiva Ein niker ben pochis mishosh chadoshim. The Elish Lish Yamim Niker betray Yachiv Itlus of Nifter. Kol Odom Ibn Saramara. The Royally Kroise of. Ben Afkamina. Le Isha Shle Shah Sachar Baal Shah. Right? Ben Afkamina, as we explained. No, so what do you say?
So if it's a Rebbe saying it, what about nowadays where there's pregnancy tests, would the
Tirtan right, okay.
Saramara be 14 years now?
Well, I don't know if they would say if it didn't, they raisa. Anybody have any comments, any raias for that?
I mean, Rav Ozner would still say 3 months regardless, because he says Nikar Ubra
yeah,
is
correct, correct.
A level of viability.
Correct,
so.
Correct, correct. No? Any aras in that? So let's look at the Yad Ramah. I think the Yad Ramah may answer Yaakov's question. Yosef.
Middle of the paragraph.
Before we move on,
it's second last paragraph in the middle.
Here's the gufa, right? Okay. Then here's Yosef, all right? V'dachi Ravina, l'olam em l'choy yeledes l'shiva uber niker l'shlish yomel, ayev akasha, v'oseruva v'ruva ninoshi lo yoldan elu l'tisha. Hilchach, hayitza nami, right? Hilchach. Okay, everyone's going right in the sugya. Hai itza nami, the moskos adaitach to have misramile bosar ruba. Bosar ruba shadina la. The la yodan el latisha. Vele minkar uber di la el lishlesha chadoshim. Right? So therefore, we would assume Ben Sarah Mar is married. We would assume that she's not pregnant until 3 months are up. Vahane mile heicham. The loynosiv, he's not married. The ikal ameimar, ilu aveinosiv, lehavi misramyale, ilu hoyenosiv, lehavi misramyale yitza, elame rubam. That's only referring to a single ben soramar, a single guy who is eating enormous amounts of meat and wine that he stole from his father and eating at somebody else's house, right? Unmarried, single guy, bachelor. Right? Avol's machadish the Yad Ramos. This is not our Gemara. If he got married. The inkar ubar ben botsim miklosa yarchei. He's married. And his wife, after 2 months, she's obviously a very young person, very little, very small. So for her, inkar ubar ben botsim miklosa yarchei. She looks pregnant and it's only 2 months. Nami, what should the din be? What should the din be? All right, the gentleman who is eating chatzi log yayin and tetima basar is 13 years and 2 months. He's married, and his wife is pregnant. What's the din? Can he be a, is he an Om or a Ben? Can he be a Seirer Umayra? No, what would you say?
No.
Because?
It's Pasuka. Ben Loav. Sorry.
Dal Korcha, right? Less than 3 months. Nami Mifter. The Al Korcha Hai Inkar Veroi Lukaryov. Right? No, what would you say? Kol yomav shel ben sayra mara eina elish toish chadoshim. Ve'yachesh yavish leisaris. Lefi, she'efshar she'tesaber ishtai, v'yil uber nikar v'shloish chadoshim. V'ne'emar k'ilu ish ben sayra mara v'layav. Sayra mara. Holo manata, Shemhikif aseir is kol agid. Koidim sheyashlim shlish chadoshim. There is a potter. Ram doesn't say holamadata shemnikur ubros nigur ubros shlishtai.
He says
ofi. What's that?
He says
ofi. That's right. Correct. Right. Again, Yaakov's question. What happens if we know she's pregnant? So the Yad Ramah took care of Yaakov's question, right? Pressure, long before there were pregnancy tests. He said, Lu Yitzur, we know the woman's pregnant, finished, done. Question that I'm raising, is that agreed upon by Al Rishonim? Holam Adatam, the Rambam, would the Rambam agree? Kol Yomov Shel Ben Sarma, Ein Ela Shlosh Chadoshim. Why? As Michael's pointing out, Lefi, she'ef shesh nis'avri ishtol v'yu'uber nikr b'shlosh chadoshim. V'nemar, t'yi li'ish ben saru moire, v'loi ov saru moire. Olamadata shebikif haseyer v'skol agin, k'ayrim sh'yashlim shlosh chadoshim, ha'reza potter. Tzarchiyim. Right. What is the nakuda that we're raising over here? In other words, right? What's the nakuda we're raising? Right. I can't say we're raya brewer from the Rambam, because Michael says not. It would be differently. What's the nakuda we're raising?
Simon Siva.
Okay, you can say it that way. Okay, and we say it a little bit differently. But go ahead.
According to Tosas, you would say that the whole reason why we have Sivanim is to see if he can do it. But
right.
According to Tosas, then that would be good enough. So once we know he's pregnant, say after 2 months, then we don't care. So he would be father. According to the Rambam, it's much harder to say that. But according to the Rambam, he has to have both. It's Sivanim and the age.
That's very interesting. In other words, Max is saying that he's supporting the Diak and the Rambam. So according to Tosas, where godless is all based on God, all of the godless is Siva. The Simonim are Sivas, right? All of godless is, has he reached physiological maturity, right? Rambam Tosha says you have Cyrus before the age, so they're Simonim. You have Bon American Simonim before the age, so it makes sense. So the Yad Ramah fits in perfectly, right? Because it's all a question of godless is all showing his physiological maturity. All right. So now we know that he sired a son. He's Koryov. His wife is pregnant. She wasn't married to anyone else before. We assume she lived with Tara. So then we know that he's no longer a Kori Ben Gamali. But Max is saying that maybe my diok in the Rambam is not such a bad diok. Right? Maybe the Rambam would say a shear is a shear is a shear. Right, and that'd be Rambam Shitosei, because at the end of the day, he says that the simonim are simonim, they're not sivus, right? Baraya, that a person could have Cyrus, right? Can have a long beard before 13 and say, sorry, buddy, he's not 13. So it could be that, and in terms of pshat in the sugya, what is the nakuda on which this would rest? What is the question that you're raising when you pshat in the sugya? What's the mitzvah? What number of mitzvah is this in Rambam in Mechas Chinuch? No? How do you learn pshat in the Gemara's conclusion that we're going Basar Rov? Two ways to say it. What's Pshat going Basar Rov? Go ahead, Yoni. Is the Rov, when the Gemara said going Basar Rov, so is that instructing you how to learn Pshat in Chumash. Chumash is saying Ben, and it means, and Rav Krishpadoi said 3 months, because Rav Krishpadoi is saying most people within 3 months it'll be determined with the hukah uber or not. But what we're really looking at is Ben Belayov,
right?
Or when the Gemara says you go Basar Roiv, does it mean that the Torah is using Roiv to give us Gedorim? The Torah says I'm going to establish the principles, I'm going to establish the criteria, the variables, the parameters based on Roiv. But once the parameters are based on Roiv, they become independent parameters, right? Just L'moshel, we could argue, and this is what Max would say. Max would say, where does 13 come from? Halacha L'moshel Sinai. But maybe, I'm speculating now, I don't have a core for this, but you could argue, well, the 13 comes from some kind of Roiv, that Roiv people will have das at that point. So therefore, the Torah is Kaveya, that 13 is, according to Tosfos, the shear that determines whether the Cyrus are real Cyrus or not. Right? So there, it sounds like, again, I'm not sure if it's accurate. It could be that Kadosh Baruch Hu understood that by 13, it's Kol, not Rov. Could be. Right? But I'm just a suggestion, just as a dugma, as a moshel, of how this could be. L'moshel, we understand that Kezayis is an Achila Chashuva. Right? So does that mean that it's an achila shuvah l'akol, or the Torah was magdir an achila chashuvah based in Rov, and then it became achila chashuvah everybody? So all we're pointing out over here is that when you finish the sugya, that you go boser Rov, so there's still two ways to pshat. One is the Torah expressed an idea using Rov, the way we would normally say div rhetorical shomene yadam. That's the nusach akra. But the idea is, Ben Veloy Koryov, that's a very Yad Ramolim shot. He said the Rov is, that's just the way the Torah expresses itself, so we know what the Torah is talking about. It's conceivable. I can't say Varaya Brewer in Rambam against the Yad Ramah. But it's conceivable that the Rambam would say, no, the Torah used Rov, and Rov is now Magdir for us parameters that everybody uses. And we don't start making the unim as to whether this woman is hooker earlier. Nafkamina for Yaakov's question of a pregnancy test. Right? That'd be nafkamina ladina. Lou, Mary, have to say?
We spoke about the case about what a person wants to remarry. She has to wait 3 months in between. just a question that if she would found to be that she was pregnant within the, for example, the second month, can she remarry right there and then, or no?
No, for other reasons, because we don't let a person get married when she's carrying the child of another, her ex-husband. It's a difference. We want to avoid that situation. But that doesn't, I don't think that answers what you wanted to ask. It answers your question, but not what you wanted to ask. Sorry. I have to try again.
Do you ever have these sort of void plugs that aren't Darabanan? Meaning by benching, by benching, it takes a Do Raisa concept, applies Raiv, and then makes it a little plug. Do we ever have Raiv going back to beat the rule from the beginning on a Do Raisa level?
So that probably is the core issue in the upcoming sugya. All right? So let's hold off on that for a moment. Okay, let's look at the Minchas Chinuch. I don't know if they have the same numbers that you and I have. No. Look for the phrase L'chora Ani Mistapek. Here it is. Okay. Minchas Chinuch, old style. I'm surprised by London to use a new one. L'chora Ani Misupak. L'chora Ani Mistapek. It's the same topic. The Gemara Yevamos Pei Mem Aleph. you see that?
Do a search.
This should be around here. Okay, should be three lines up over here. Right over here, somewhere. Can we see it? Shouldn't be so far up. Ayin Bachrein Rabichus Itre for Moiled. Should be three lines up from that. So it should be. Maybe this is it. Yeah, maybe this is it. Just not a different gear set. Okay, obviously it's the same thing as my gear system. L'chora anima sepaka moish umur b'gemara. The Gemara of Yevamos. Yeah, this is the Gemara. This is their place. Kevon de Seira Umara Nidon Bizokin Atachtain. Good. Ein Sriz Nasa bin Seira Umara. Alright, this is the Gemara in Yevamos that we saw. Gemara says, since bin Seira Umara is based on physical signs of puberty, right? Therefore, a Sriz can never be bin Seira Umara. Why? Kevon de lo yiyya lo yizokein hatachtoin. That's what Effie was saying before. He's never going to have Cyrus to begin with. Even though he will become a ben das, he will become a god, he'll become chayv and mitzvahs at some point. But he never has this delicate shear of coming into Ishus and not yet Ishus gomer. In Cain, now Minchas is Mechadish. Nira, do it then, kol she'eno moilid. All right. Now I was medag that from the Rambam. Right. Minchas Chino says if that's the case, if the Gemara says that a person who is ineligible to have saros can never be in saramara, he cannot. In other words, the shiurim now not only define. The stage of godless that we've been speaking about, it defines who's in, who's out in the parsha. Says the Minchas Chinuch, if that's the case, kol she'eino moilid in a nasav in saramara. If for some reason a person cannot have a child, whatever reason, sris chama, right? Maybe he's ill, God forbid, doesn't have zera anymore. So then, kevon, why? De lo yir royli yisov. Okay, that's a small step. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Vim Kain, Treifa, La Soivrim, the Gam Zocher Treifa, no Moilid, and Nasa bin Sarim Moirim. Right. Then there's a question about their Treifa. A person, Rachmanel and Slon, cannot live for the next 12 months. Is Treifa Moilid or not? Machloikas Achrainim, the Treifa is Moilid. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that. It would follow then that a treifa cannot be mizarmar. Good. Ach bem is nearly. The bishlam is the kind of tachnin to call ish ena maybe bishove. Vim kain, kain with the kol zman the lo ye maybe is the kind of tachnin you need and who ain't ni don. Vu ena maybe bishum pam al korch ena dinu ki mizarmar kain with the ena yochol lo don bishum pam lifturei mach mizazokin avo shlosh chadoshim the shove b'chol adam. Imkayim dover yodua, the acher ibra shosh chadashim ain't a nasim in sarah mara imkayim who had in treifa. Now he came to the yochol levali they ptur al yedei ze. No, what's the arguing? What is the mechadish in the sugya? What's the blitz of the Minchas Chinuch? Minchas Chinuch is responding to our sugi. Our sugi begins with a shira mishnayis, which seems to be not shavu l'chol nefesh, right? It'll be different for every person. A loy plug shir, right? Rav Crispin Doyim, Rav Shamsi brings a loy plug shir, right? Gemara was saying, Ayatochen, right? And we pointed out the omkus of the kasha. The omkus of the kasha is not so much Shi'ur malach l'mayish mi'sinai. How could there be a machlekes, which is a kasha, right? Machlekes is not that the shurim are astira to each other, which could be a kasha. But the Gemara is saying, but you seem to have two different tracks for the same din. One is a track of a capped off period of time based in Hukar Ubra, which is Shavu L'chol Nefesh, certainly by, let's say, by Roiv, and one is going to be Kefi Ish, Kefi Mokum, Esman. So the Gemara apparently understood that, as we pointed from the Gemara in Yevamos, and as the Minchas understands, that they're really shurim of the same event of when he's Nikra Ben, and not of. And there are two ways of coming to that conclusion. One is that apparently when a person has Milui, Zokin Atachlan, so then he's already Roy to be Nikra of. Or after 3 months he's Roy Nikra of. Good. Says the Minchas Chinuch, but there's another chiddush that Rav Kishvara is saying. He's saying that once the Gemara in Yevamos teaches me that this shir becomes definitive of who is a ben Sarah Moira, if the shir doesn't apply to you, he can't be a ben Sarah Moira. That was the Gemara in Yevamos, right? In other words, the Gemara is telling of a very important idea in that is often taken for granted in various halachas. That if the Torah gives you a parameter and the parameter cannot be fulfilled, that means you're not part of the parsha. If the Torah is giving you a parameter, then that parameter needs to be fulfilled. Right? That's the Moshul Udugma. Moshul Udugma, not 100% accurate. Moshul Udugma. The Gemara says, how do we know the woman has to have Kisi Rosh Vnei Raisa? Because the Gemara says that a Soita, we remove the head piece of the Soita. The Gemara says that the Chumash tells you to remove the head piece of the Soita, that's a Pasuk Chumash. How can the Chumash say? Chumash doesn't say, well, depending on what she's wearing, you have to remove it. The Torah wouldn't have a Pasuk, which depends. So that teaches you that she's Mukhayev to be wearing a head covering. In other words, there's a parameter in a detail of the Sugya can become sometimes a defining, there it becomes defining a different halacha. But if I have a parameter, I have to be able to fulfill the parameter. So our sugya is saying, if I have a certain parameter, I have to be able to fill it. So the mechatzim now goes weiter. Mechatzim chidushim. Person cannot be moiled. Can of the shear. Then he says, one second. But maybe that's the chidush of Rav Kuspadoi. Because Rav Kuspadoi gave a second track. The 3 months track. The 3 months track means that it's a dorosh of a chol nefesh. Doesn't matter if you're moiled or not moiled. That matter if you're sris or not a sris. Achmem is nearly the mishloim, he's zokin atachnan. The kolish and maybe vishove. Then came and the kozman shaloyia, maybe a zokin atachnan, you need him. Ye nidon, and maybe vishumpam. So Menchasin, it makes sense to say that zokin atachnan will be definitive of your ben saramara. Why? Because that is a required parameter to determine if it's ben saramara. Part of the process is figure out if he's a gadol. Figure out if he's a gadol gomor. If I can't figure it out, I can't nail him as a ben saramara. Comes Rav Kuspadoi and says, I have another Loch Lashmi sandwich which delivers the same conclusion. And that is the 3 month. They came with the Kozman, Tliye maybe Tachdoin, in Nidoin, Vuene maybe Bishum Pam, Al Kochna Nidon. However, Abel Gimel Chadoshim, the Shabbat Chalodom, and King Dover Yodua Dachro Ibor, Shosh Chadoshim, and Nazvan Sarah Moira, and Kane Nuadin Trefa, Nami came with the Yochel of Adipotter, and Ezeh. So he says, it could be. Says the Minchas Chinuch that's one of the chidushim of Rav Kuspadoi Amar Rav Shapsi to say that we don't use Efshar Lohoilid. The Gemara says Zakana Tachlin as the Gemara in Yevamos. I don't know if the Minchas Chinuch would say that maybe Rav Kuspadoi is being chal Gemara in Yevamos. But Lechoira, this sofek of the Minchas Chinuch of how precisely Rav Shapsi Sugya Lechoira. That's the machloek between the Yad Ramah and the possible alleged Rambam. Right? Because if the din of 3 months is just another simon, or you call it a siba, right? Is another siba, right? Like Yaakov was saying. And the 3 months can be easily morphed into a pregnancy test. And as Yad Ramah says, it could be the 3 months could be morphed into a woman who actually is pregnant and it's hukar ubra. So that means that we've never veered away from the parameters that are not shavah b'chol odom and are really teaching the same thing, that this is the ishus gomer when a person can be moiled. On the other hand, if we would follow my understanding of the Rambam, and the 3 months are a loy plug 3 months, and the 3 months are saying we go boser roy, not we go boser roy because that's the lashon hakra, we go boser roy because the Torah is giving you set parameters. So then we'd have to say, like the Minchas Chinuch Rav Kisraeli Machadesh, that even if I cannot use the parameters of puberty that the Torah gives me, I can still become a Ben Seremar. Right? So again, let's just summarize what we did. Today we looked at the next step in, I think, I'm not quite finished in the Gadlus, because we have to get to Samach Tes Omed Beis, where we discuss who can be a Maisevia, and then we discuss Derish Achren. But we're building and advancing our understanding of the concept of Kadlus and Gadlus. We began by showing that there are stages. Then we developed today exactly where does the cap come from, Roy Likori Ov. And then we discussed whether the Gemara has Roy Likori Ov, wants to bring that as a Raya for some other din, which is not really our sugya right now, of Hukar Uber for a 7 month pregnancy. But through the Shakavatar of the sugya, so we then came to appreciate that the 3 months and the Zokin Tachten and Zokin and the Mili Sares, so all of those are Shiurim in the Koyach Heilada of a person. And then we went further to say, well, if our Gemara now leaves us with the possibility that the Koyach Heilada per se, or is it the Koyach Heilada of Rav people? Right? Nafgamina would be whether the Koyach HaLoda becomes a definitive part of who can be a Ben Seremar. Now let's just add and finish with 1 minute, let me think about it. We learned the Gemara of Kiyoza, the same with Ever Shabbos. Right? This week's Parsha. So the Gemara, according to our Gemara, the Kiyoza, when a person becomes a Godol, in the context of Ritzicha, is Kiyoza when he is able to be Moiled. So there's a whole mahalach and hashkofa that our sugya is opening up for us. The idea of that ben das, a person becomes responsible for his actions, or a person certainly in the context of things with other peoples, when that person is able to produce another door, the person has that ability to be responsible, and to be held responsible for other neshamas, and nefesh, that becomes one of the defining characteristics of the godless. It's a very important aura that we have to develop as we go further. Okay. So then the next sugya is Rav in the nefesh. I think I have armor comes, so keep us busy tomorrow.